A growing conflict within the senior coalition's Civic Democrat Party threatens to topple the government of Prime Minister Pedro Neches. Some Civic Democrat MPs have refused to back government legislation raising VAT rates, a bill the Prime Minister said was crucial for the future existence of the government. If the bill does indeed get rejected by the Kosher House, Mr. Neches has threatened to send the same legislation to Parliament again, this time linked to a vote of confidence in his government. Jan Richter reports.
Latent tensions in the Civic Democrat Party erupted just hours before the lower house is set to vote on government legislation which sought to reduce the deficit in public finances by, among other things, raising the value-added tax. Critics of the deal, which include President Václav Klaus, say higher taxes would only deepen the recession of the Czech economy, which is what has happened since the beginning of the year when the Neches government raised the VAT for the first time. When deputies first voted on the bill in July, it was backed by 95 out of 100 coalition MPs in the lower house. But the opposition-controlled Senate vetoed the legislation and the coalition now needs 101 votes to overturn the veto and pass the bill. But on Tuesday, a day before the crucial vote in the lower house, six Civic Democrat MPs said they would not vote for it again, as the plan to raise taxes ran against the values of their party. The Prime Minister then raised the stakes. Should the GET bill rejected, Mr. Neches said, he would send the same piece of legislation back to the lower house, this time linking it to a vote of confidence. The argument has so far failed to persuade the rebelling Civic Democrat MPs, as one of them, Petr Tluchoš, said on Wednesday.
Our viewpoints have remained unchanged since yesterday, and we will not vote for the legislation. The Prime Minister told us the government would pass the exact same bill tonight and will send it to the lower house, where it will be linked to a vote of confidence. There will be further debates about the legislation, however, and we will try to change it so that it reflects the interests of the country and the Civic Democrat program.
The other two coalition parties have shown little sympathy for the row within the Civic Democrat Party. The architect of the legislation, finance minister, and the leader of the Topo 9 group, Miroslav Kalousek, said there was no room for renegotiating the deal. For their part, the junior coalition Lidem party refused to back another crucial government bill, that on the restitution of church property, until the row is settled. I asked Deputy Prime Minister and Lidem leader Karolina Pík whether she thought a compromise could be found.
I have only been in politics for 2 years, but even during those 2 years, I've already been in many situations that seemed like they have no solution and nobody is willing to compromise. But if there is a will to continue with this government, not to turn over the government to Communist Party and Social Democrats, then there should be also a will to find a compromise in this situation.
In other words, are you confident that indeed there will be a will to save the government?
I very much hope so, that the internal games within ODS will not triumph over the will to maintain stability of the country.
Some commentators know that the row within the Civic Democrats is related to an upcoming congress of the party, which will, in some 3 months' time, elect a new Civic Democrat leadership. But political analyst Jiří Pehe says the Prime Minister's move might in fact bring about the end of his government.
In my opinion, the Prime Minister really risks the fall of his government, and I think that he may be underestimating also the influence of President Václav Klaus, who has been critical of this law, and in fact his criticism too, just like in cases of some of the deputies, seems to have deeper roots. It's his overall dissatisfaction with the Neches government. So I think that the Prime Minister is playing into the hands of those who want to see his government go, and I'm afraid that if he connects the law with the vote of confidence, the government will indeed fall.
The lower house of parliament is set to vote on the tax legislation later on Wednesday. It will then be clear whether Mr. Neches' strategy worked or whether he will put his government's future on the line.
That was Jan Richter reporting. And if you'd like to get in touch and let us know what you think of that story, you can do so by writing to english@radio.cz.